Well, you know what? There's never ending in study. I thought I finished, but I'm still have to continue learning. Praise God that God give us a mind to continue absorbing, right? Learn more things. Like I shared with people last week, you know, the more you learn, the more thing you don't know. So that's a wonderful thing that you know that you don't know. Okay, other people say, I already know everything, so they don't learn anymore. Anyway, I want to continue what I left off other week. It's the second part of this is building your ark. Okay, we're talking about Noah's ark. But today's message is talking about geographical foundation of building your ark. How are you building your ark? What do you put in the ark? What material are you building with? Where will you build? Okay, that's important, right? All right, now when we talk about real estate, what's the first three things that the people ask? Location. What's the second thing? Location. Location. Third thing is? Location. That's it. Man, you know. You must be richer then. Okay? So location, very important. So when Noah decided to build his ark, he got to find where the location. What location do you think he might decide to build? Amani. Now, when they built a Titanic, right, where would they think they build? In the desert or next sea in the sea? Around the sea. Where Noah would build his ark? Where is it? Is there a sea? He built the ark where the people at. Why he work? He can preach. So think about it. So now we talk about location is so important. Geographical foundation is so important when you build your ark. Okay? There's a time I read a story, and that's teach me a great lesson. There's a young woman have a son. And as she traveled, take her son along. She worked to bring her son along, whatever she worked. And one day... She worked nearby the cemetery, okay? Either she service for selling flour, for selling food as people walk by, but she saw her son mimic what she did. The little son killed an ant, killed a cricket, and he conduct a funeral for that ant, a cricket. And the mom said, well, what are you doing? And it's dawned on her that wherever her son live, wherever she live, her son will follow exactly what other people are doing in that area. So she decided to move somewhere else. So she moved to a place that right in the middle of market, she starts selling, do all this, selling food, selling fruit and everything, and she saw her son try to do the same thing, just like a toy, you know, pick fruit here and try to sell to someone, and her son said, no, this is not good for my son. So this location is not good. So she decided to move to closer to the school. And when one day she came back, she see her son start to mimic other students, buy book. Try to imitate to read. And her son looked at the school every day and wanted to get into the school to study. And it dawned on her, this is where she wanted to live. So location is so important if you want to develop your life. Where you want to build a foundation. Geographical location, very important. And so now, let's go into the story again, the book of Noah. What other thing do we see in the book of Noah? Last time we talked about the first foundation of building your ark is spiritual foundation, okay? And we know that the ark is only one way. There's no other way. Only one way, the way to salvation, okay? That's it. Oh, the way to salvation through Jesus Christ. And what Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, only when you're born again by what? Water and spirit that you may enter the kingdom of God. So that's a basic foundation. If you and I have not baptized, there's no way that we can see the kingdom of God. Now we know that it's not because you're educated, not because you are long in generation of Adventist church. No, you have to have a connection with God through baptism. Not just one day. Sometimes you have to do daily. Paul said you have to die daily. Connection with God. Remember, connection with God. Yes, you might be baptized by water, but you know you have to be baptized by the Holy Spirit every day. Every day. Every day. So we have to come to God every day, or else we don't have that spiritual foundation. You know, the foundation of building the ark is very important, because the storm will come. It depends on how well you build the ark. How is your family? How is your personal life as you build the ark? So the second point I want to bring it is a geographical foundation here. Now, Noah have the word from God to say that the world will be destroyed in how many days? 120 years. Is that a long time? That's quite a long time. Okay? So why so long? God only found only Noah is faithful. How many people he see on the face of the earth during that time are faithful? How many? How many people? We can talk. How many people? God said the whole world wicked, and so he's going to send the flood, right? So how many people are still faithful to God that he's going to save? And there's not. Eight people. Well, yeah, to be correct, maybe only two. Because he haven't had three sons yet. Okay, he haven't had a son yet. And so only God spoke to Noah. Later on, another 20 years or so, 25 years, he have his first son. And so, in other words, God said this earth is only 120 years. So he quickly follow the plan of God to build the ark. God give all the instructions needed, and he started building the ark. He got to find the right location. Why he building? He take time to preach. Now, did God say he have to preach? No. But why he preach to other people? It's in deep in his fiber, he want everyone to be saved. Why do you want it to be so big if only eight people to be saved? He wanted to be big enough. God wanted him to be big enough because to save everyone who in the last minute decided to want to follow God. And so now the physical location is very important that Noah decided to start building. Lay the foundation, make sure it's on top of hill somewhere, and start to work on it. Work on that. This is the location. Where do you build your ark? In the city? In the countryside? Next to the riverbed? Where? I want to lead you to a story. It's so important where you build your ark. This story takes place in the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Story about Abraham and Lot. God have called Abraham to leave his hometown. Remember his father? Terah took the whole family, go from Ur of Chaldeans all the way up to the land of Canaan and came to Haran, and they decided that's where they're going to live. Now, at this time, Abraham is pretty old. Settled down. I think this time he already has a retirement home. Ella to settle down. What could you make? Everything's easy now. But God one day say, no, you have to leave your homeland. This is not a place that I want you to live. Why? Because this place that you live has been corrupted. People worship idol. You have to leave. So did Abraham leave at his old age? Just like Moses, same thing. He had to leave the comfort of the home. Sometimes the comfort of where you live is not the best place for your spiritual life. Maybe Abraham saw that Lot, he adopted his son, right? Because his brother's dying, right? His son, his nephew. And so he adopted Lot. And maybe that Lot is not a good place for Lot to raise up. And so he decided to hear the word of God. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your kindred, from the house, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Now, Abraham, we're going to ask you, where, God? Where? When you leave your home, you're going to take a long time to build a home, right? Back then, you can't just have money and purchase a home. You have to build from scratch. And take a long time. You know, I went to my father-in-law. He built his a log home. It took a long time, more than 20 years. As you save up money, you build it, and now say, go. Now, of course, you cannot take down your home and go. So God say, Abraham, there's something I have for you. What? I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you a great name. You will be a blessing. That means if Abraham stay in Haran, he cannot be a blessing to everyone. He have to go out, and God will use him to start a nation, do blessing for everyone on the earth. And so he left. Of course, a lot of time we go many places, you don't know where you're going to go, right? You don't know. But God knows. So sometimes when you start to think about buying your home or rent an apartment, you can ask God where. A lot of time today we want to go where? Where is cheap? Where is inexpensive? Where closer to work, right? Where close to friend? Close to many, like a mall? Or a dining place, right? I hope not. You really waste your money quickly when you stay at the close of the mall. And so another, where you want to live. Okay? And so here it is. So he decided to go. He brought Lot to come along. And God blessed them. God can bless everywhere you go, including in the desert. Including desert. A lot of people say, no, God, how can God bless you if you live in the desert? Well, God blessed Abraham, right? And so God blessed, have so many livestock. And this way it is here. Go to chapter 13, verse 9. And Lot said, there is not the whole land before you. And here they want to separate, okay, because it's too big. They're so rich. And say, please separate from me. I will take the left. And I will go to the right. If you take the left, I will go to the right. Or if you take the right, I will go to the left. That means Abraham said, Lot, I give you the first pick. Okay? I can imagine that Abraham say, Lot, we can go north, we can go south, or we can go west. But Abraham, I don't believe he said to Lot, you can go east. What happened at the east side? Lot lift up his eyes, usually towards the east, saw that the plain of Jordan. He saw Jordan. I mean, there's Jordan there, and he well water everywhere. This means nice place. And before that place is called, before God destroyed that place, you know what it's called? Sodom. So he lied the garden there. He lied just like the land of Egypt as he goes to Zorah. And so the Lord chose himself to go in the plain of Jordan and let journey east. Now, I can imagine Abraham said, no, my son, that's not a good place to go. And he said, come on, Father Abraham, it's not so bad. You know, I've been going to church. I've been reading the Bible. I can be strong. It's nothing. It's not going to bother me. I can move close to Las Vegas. It's not going to bother me a bit. And so, you know, when the son getting so old, you cannot argue with him anymore. Just glad to give him his own. So he started to travel east. And so the Bible says, King James Version says, he pitched his tent toward Sodom, not in Sodom. So in other words, he decided to live close enough that he can make business, right? Livestock business, you know, make business. And so he able to become more wealthier by do trading. So he decided not to go to Sodom because he know it very well. So he lived outside of Sodom. But the Lord say, verse 13, but the men in Sodom exceeding wicked and sinful against the Lord. All right, jump with me into chapter 19. Okay, we skip many story, wonderful story, but I want you to understand the location where Lot decided. What I say, Lot pitched a tent where? Towards Sodom. Chapter 19, verse 1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting where? At the gate of Sodom. Earlier, Lot decided only towards Sodom, but now is in Sodom. My friend, he started to move closer and closer. Why? Well, you know, the traffic is pretty bad. Taking an hour to go to work. Better move right into the city. It's convenient. You know, when we go the evening, go out and eat, you know, it takes a long time to find a good eating place. Why don't we move closer to it? And so he finds convenient. My friend, convenient, it will not save your life. Convenient will not save your life. So do not choose a location to build your geographic location, build your ark, because of convenient. Today, people see the word convenient. I want to buy a house where the market will rise up so I can make a lot of money. Right? I want to live where that is wonderful entertainment. So a lot of convenient will hurt you. Now, I'm not going to say where you're going to move, but I'm going to ask you to pray very hard where you can go, because it's very important in your life. Because you will see later what Lot have done, what the consequence, because he moved right in the city. So the two men came to visit, and Lot is the first one to open the door to greet. Of course, that's the custom of those days, but a lot of time we need to welcome strangers because we might not know that's our angels. We live today that we close our door to the stranger, right? But sometimes the stranger will bring much blessing. Okay, while today is very hard, and of course a lot of people say, can I live in your place? You already say no, right? But you know what? God have a way. I bring strangers to my house now and then, and I find that's a blessing. Not all the stranger, but we have to pray. We have to think about it. And God will give you a sense of the Spirit that's calling you. One time, you know, I went to the airport. I don't know who I took to the airport for taking off, but I, as I leave LAX, I saw one young woman is very young. I mean, like 14 or 15. They come here, and they speak Vietnamese. And the accent is in Hanoi, you know, North Vietnam. That's where Jessica is. And so I say, are you looking for someone? Well, I'm waiting for my ride. And how long have you been waiting for your ride? Well, I've been sitting stay here for 5 hours, and no one come here to pick me up. So who am I supposed to be? Well, the school is supposed to pick me up. So I know they go to school abroad, coming here, and I stayed here. And so I decided, you know what? No one pick up the phone. The school doesn't pick up the phone. Why don't you come to my house? And that's Friday. And so by Monday, and so maybe we can call the school. So stay with me for the weekend. So I brought them home on Friday, and Saturday, you know where I bring them? To church. And now they learn about God. And so Monday, we go to the school. We find out that they arrive 1 week early. And these two boys and girls are stranded in the no man land. And so we took them in for a whole week before the school started. And so I learned about them. They learn about the community, and they learn about God. They learn about God. You see, sometimes stranger is a wonderful way that we can be witness. Very wonderful way. And so here it is. He brings the stranger in. Guess what? The stranger will save Lot's life later, you find out. Okay? And so bring the stranger in. Later on, before they rest for the night, verse 12. Then the men of Lot, have you anywhere here? Have you have anyone else in the city? So you know, here it is. The story can continue. The son-in-law of your son and your daughter, whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place. For we will destroy this place. Now this time they know this is God. God will destroy. Because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So God has sent the angel come down to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, if God come down here to destroy, then why the two strangers stay at Lot's home? Before God will do anything, he will speak to his servant. Who did he talk to? If you know the story, to Abraham, right? Until their calamity will have take place. Beautiful city. Everything's perfect. Just like Tower of Babel. No way God would destroy this. No way God could destroy Los Angeles. No way. Just like Titanic. No way can God could destroy Titanic. That's how people think. And so here it is. Lot believed that angel because they just saw a miracle that this city would be destroyed. You think God believed in that? I mean, Lot would believe in that or no? I believe God believed in that. And that's why he ran to find his daughter and his son-in-law, right? He believed in that because he knew very well this city is wicked. He learned about this past story. That's why you have to learn about the history, okay? Because Lot knew very well because the city back then, so wicked, God had to destroy with the flood. And now God would destroy this wicked city with fire. Same thing at the end time. God would destroy this earth with fire. So many people today say, oh, no, God wouldn't do that. How can God destroy his children? I don't know if you know about this. Some theology is going on right now that they think that God will not destroy, kill his children. And someone spoke with me and said, you know what? Look at the story of the prodigal son. See how bad the second son left and the father still take him back. They're using that story to put down the foundation that God will never destroy. God may be spank you, but God will not destroy you. Is that not true? That's not the theology of the Bible that I know of. So God say, Lot, I will destroy this, and if you have anyone, not just your family, anyone, I'm sorry, I speak a little into the Bible, anyone, if you have a friend, go save them. You have a family, go save them. You have a social a worker that you work with, go save them. Anyone you know, tell them. How long did he tell the people? The whole night. That means you willing to stay up the whole night to convince someone to leave the city. If you spend the whole night to study the test to get an A, let's stay the whole night to save someone. That means go out extra effort. Go extra hard. Don't go to sleep now. This is not the time to go to sleep. This is not the time to rest. This is a time of evangelizing. This is a time to tell the world that the end is coming. So we have to share with people because it will be too late. And so he spent the whole night. Who did he go to? To his daughter. How many daughter? Two daughter. And those two daughter marry with two men. Do you think those two men religious? No. They live in the wicked city. They decide, I guess Lot say, you know, daughter, if you want to marry someone, let me know. But they want, hey, I want to marry the man in this city because there's no one else. I couldn't find anyone believing God. So I just marry them, and later, hopefully, I convert them to be in Adventist. You understand the story? Instead of a copy from many stories we learned, go to your homeland. Go to where the people who believe in God to bring them in to marry. Instead of marry someone unbeliever. Guess what? When you marry to unbeliever, guess what? And the daughter said, yes, I want to go with you, Dad, but my husband don't let me. My. Who do you want to love? Who do you want to follow? You want to follow your father? You want to follow God? Or you want to follow your spouse? I know this is a very hard question for you and I to think about. Because one mistake you make, it ruins your life. Now, whose fault? Sometimes we say, whose fault? It was a while because of daughter's fault. Because, well, you know what? Lot decided to move to Sodom. Abraham said, no, that's not a good place, but he moved there anyway. And so now he accumulated so many much wealth, and now he had to leave. He couldn't convince his daughter and son-in-law. And guess what? Verse 14. So Lot went out and spoke to the son-in-law. We read that. And now had married to the daughter and said, get up and get out. And so the son-in-law say, you must be crazy, father. No one would destroy the city. See, the people follow God, they believe. But the people, unbelievers, they don't believe. From the angel, from God would destroy. When the morning dawned, all the way midnight into the morning, the angel heard Lot hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters, who have not yet married, who are here, let you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And so, in other words, guess what? Say, you got to go now. The sun about to go up. Verse 16, while he, who is he? Lot lingered. Underline that word. What's linger mean? What does linger mean? You wait around. Well, maybe a little more time. We can wait a little more time. Can you wait? If you wait one more second, you lose a train. You miss your train. You cannot wait. God said, you got to go now because he lingered. And so the men took the Lot's hand. What does this mean? The two angels take Lot's hand and his wife and his two daughters and run. You read this one. You see the grace of God right there. There's sometimes you just don't want to leave, and God loved you so much to take him, take you and I with him. Don't you praise God for that? His grace so much. But when he sees just a little bit of faith in Lot, you are saved. Just only a little bit. He just lingered because he loved his children, but he wanted to leave, but he loved his children. Now, as they leave the city, so he knows that's not a good place to build your wealth. You just lost everything for the whole life that you built. And guess what? He ran the city, verse 17, and so it comes to pass when they have brought them out, and he said, Lot said this, escape, I mean the angel said, escape for your life. Do not look behind or stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you will be destroyed. Okay? And so say, do not turn around and look at the city. Just run for your life. And Lot said to them, please, no, my Lord. What he asking? What is Lot asking? Indeed, now your servant has found you favored, and you have increased your mercy, and you have shown me by saving my life, but I cannot keep to the mountain lest some evil overtake me and I die. And so he say this, see now, the city is near enough to flee to. It is a little one. Please let me escape to that city. Lot still love to live in the city. If I cannot live in Sodom, can I live in another city? Sometimes we like that, you know. We have to go, but God said, you got to go. Can I choose something similar to what has happened in the past? Oh, God have mercy on Lot. He left, he ran, and guess what? He able to get to the city, and then the fire come down from heaven, and guess what? I mean, can you imagine when you run up, and behind you, you can hear the fire coming down. I mean, you can hear, just like I run, and when I went in a war zone, you can hear the bomb. You don't want to look back because the angels do not look back. And so I can imagine Lot loved his family so much, his two daughters run first, and Lot's wife run second, then Lot run later, make sure everyone leave. And suddenly, guess what? Lot's wife turned back. And immediately, she turned to a pillar of salt. Why? Why she turned back? She loved her children. No doubt about it. She still loved her possession, especially a husband buy a home and a beautiful home, especially you put so much money in the home, it's hard for you to leave. What about all the jewelry that maybe she accumulated? Maybe she ran back in time to grab something, but God loved her so much, if you will, you turn a bit of salt. Because if you're back in the city, you'll be consumed by fire. And so many stories, if you don't know this, people run back to their home to get something that is valuable. Remember, Jesus said, do not go back. If you're in a housetop, if you're in the world field, do not come, go run back. There's a time that you and I have to run. Whatever you accumulate in this world is nothing. Do not look back. Do not have that craving to go back, because God says it's not worth it. I have a better home built for you. I have more riches in heaven, more than what you accumulate on this earth. Do not turn back. Now, the lesson I want to share with you here. Lot was lingered. When you're head of a family, when you're a leader of a church or community, if you linger, you will hurt someone who follows you. You did not take a stand. You hesitate. You don't want to move. Because of that decision, other people follow you, they hesitate as well. Oh, I wish Lot would be stronger so he can save his wife. The decision we make is hurt. What happened? What a geographical foundation that we learn here. He have all the possession that he need before he moved to Sodom. By the time he leaves Sodom, how much he have? Nothing. He have a wonderful family before he moved to Sodom. What happened after Sodom? He lost. My friend, it's so important lesson. When you build your ark, where will you build? Where does God move you? Where are you? Do you need to move out before the destruction will come? Would you live in tune with God's spirit? Where your location? Because it's not only you. It affects your whole family. Affect all your friends. Affect everyone. The foundation, the location that you're going to build your ark is so important. There's a time that God called Abraham to move. There's a time God tells Lot, you got to move. And there is maybe a time that God called us to move. I don't know where, and I don't know when. But where it is, I know is a safe place. A place that God will not destroy, but God will save us. And when the four angels were stopped, stretch out their wing to hold the four wind, right? And then let go, the calamity will come. But wherever the location that God will reserve, hopefully you and I will be there. I hope you and I will make that decision. And God will save everyone who is willing to accept him. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, it's hard to find the right location. We live in the world of so many factors for us to choose. But Lord, maybe the geographical location is so important to save our life and our family. Help us, Lord. Help us in tune with your spirit. Help us to learn from Lot's example, story, that we will not make a mistake that not only hurt our life, but our family as well. I pray that you instruct and lead each one of us, that we move our ark in the right place. Build our ark before your second coming come in the right place. That everyone who hear your word today, everyone in tune of spirit to build the ark right location, that everyone will be saved when you come again. Lord, we pray all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.